From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Trade tensions appear to be slowly thawing between the United States and China. Chad Smith has more on what that means for agriculture.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping met recently to discuss trade and other topics. Faith Parham, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said China remains a top trading priority even after disruptions last year.
For 2025, we saw less sales to China due to some of the trade disruptions, but we have had recent news from the administration on potential trade deals that will help boost U.S. ag product sales. We are seeing ships head towards China, so that is a good sign, but we're waiting for more, obviously, as the details come out from this negotiation.
During recent talks, China and the U.S. agreed to some additional agricultural purchases on top of commitments made last year.
The White House has put out a fact sheet kind of detailing some of the agreements they came out to, which is about $17 billion a year of ag products on top of the purchase commitments made in October. So that deal is still in place. Plus, on top of that, that additional $17 billion.
Trade continues to be vital for the success of U.S. agriculture.
About 20% of all ag products are exported. So that means one in five are exported. In 2025, Canada and Mexico were our largest trading partner, with the European Union as our second largest export market for ag products. As we start to talk about the future of the ag economy, making sure that we continue to diversify market opportunities for farmers will really help get some stable footing.
Learn more on the market intel page at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Join us at the rodeo. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, in the hustle of the day, don't forget to tend to your own well-being. Just like you check on your cattle and crops, take a moment to check in with yourself and your neighbors. Mental health is just as crucial as the health of your farm. So let's look out for each other. Reach out, lend an ear, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Farm Bureau members in Kansas are invited to join Kansas Farm Bureau for a member appreciation tailgate on Thursday, July 30th before the Dodge City Roundup PRCA Rodeo. The tailgate is free to attend and will be open from 6:15 to 7:30 p.m. Contact your local County Farm Bureau for more information. Members can also purchase discounted PRCA Rodeo tickets at the Dodge City Roundup ticket office. Following several more devastating wildfires in southwest Kansas, applications for disaster relief funds have been reopened. Applications through the Kansas Livestock Foundation will close June 5th. Producers impacted by wildfires across several Kansas counties in 2026 are eligible to apply. Questions on the form ask about grazing acres burned, fence damage, and livestock lost. Applicants do not have to be Kansas Livestock Association members. Learn more by calling the Kansas Livestock Association. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
Summer starts on Memorial Day, even if the calendar says otherwise, and summer is the season of road trips. Families loading up for vacation, or maybe just a quick drive to somewhere different, and this summer, millions of miles will roll by on our nation's interstate. They'll get us there fast, no question. The interstate system is a marvel of efficiency. But that speed comes at a cost. Long, straight lanes, gentle curves, one-way traffic, it's driving stripped down to the most functional form, and maybe it's least memorable. It wasn't always that way. This year marks 100 years of Route 66, the Mother Road, a highway that wasn't just about getting somewhere, but experiencing everything along the way. From Chicago to Santa Monica, it connected people to places, motels, diners, service stations, and the stories in between. That spirit isn't gone. You can still find it right here in Kansas. From the Flint Hills along K-177 to the glacial hills in the northeast, the gypsum hills in the south, and the wide open land and sky out west. Roads where the scenery changes, the pavement narrows, and the drive itself becomes the destination.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.